We start off with Shanti Mantra from Shukla Yajurveda. Om Purnamada.
Om Purnamada.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnat.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya.
Purnasya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva.
Purnameva.
Avashishyate.
Avashishyate.
Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This peace mantra will move the mat bit forward. There's a space forward so that others also can find space. This mantra, it's a Purnamada mantra. It's a unique mantra. It baffles even the greatest of the scientists and the greatest of the mathematicians. They also get surprised. They can't understand the full meaning of this mantra. The Purna, Purna means complete. We can't define what is complete. Complete, and this meaning of this mantra, the complete alone remains, that Purnamada, that complete, it's talking about the complete. From the complete, if you remove the another complete, still complete remains. If you add complete to another complete, still complete remains. It says our journey should be towards that completeness. From incompleteness, move towards the completeness. Complete and unchangeable. And now I think I am complete. I may have, if I get $1 million, I will be complete. My life is complete. If I get married, my life is complete. If I have children, my life is complete. And after 1 year, 2 years, I think what I thought was complete is no longer complete. There is incompleteness. I want something more. If I think my cup is full, and if I pour the cup in front of another bigger cup, I thought my cup was full. In front of the other cup is only one quarter. So I am not full. And that is the complete. I realize my incompleteness. And from individual point of view, if I started this yoga class 15 years back, if I say I had 10 students coming to my class, after 15 years, only 10 people are coming. People may be wondering, what is wrong with this person? Why people are not coming? Or if the number is going down, something wrong with the teacher. And I started job 20 years back. After 20 years back, what was my salary 20 years back? Now also is the same. So non-changing, people won't appreciate. 20 years back, whatever I was doing, now also I am doing the same. So something wrong. And wife may be complaining, I am married for 25 years, you haven't changed. And people expect you to change. Whereas when this mantra says, that is unchangeable. Whereas here, if I don't change, people think something wrong. Stagnation is not good. You have to evolve. You have to change. And its mantra, it is talking about the goal of our life and reach that point where you are fully complete. And in Upanishad in Bhagavad Gita, it says that complete should be like a ocean. It gives an example of the ocean. Apuryamana achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvatam. Like the ocean, rivers are flowing from all directions, still it is balanced, it is not disturbed. And apuryamanam, like a yogi, we should be like that. Things may be coming from all directions, may not be coming from all directions. Try to experience that completeness within. That Bhagavad Gita, it talks about that one. Experience that one. That should be our frame of mind. And things may start coming or not coming, not to get upset and have a balanced mind, balanced mind. Yogi's mind should be like that. And in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about, it's a Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddho asiddho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. And yoga is defined by Lord Sri Krishna is siddha asiddho. We take up many endeavors in our lives. It may happen, it may not happen, but have a balanced mind. Balanced mind is yoga. Sri Krishna, according to Sri Krishna, yoga is taken from the physical level. We thought yoga is in the physical level. Sri Krishna is talking about yoga, starts talking about in the mental level. And we are what our mind is. If the mind is very upset and we feel down, if you are happy, it's because of the mind. If I am sad, it's because of the mind. It is yoga, is an art of managing the mind. So that your mind is balanced. For having the balanced mind, we can't ignore the body also. You have to have a balanced body, strength in the body. And in the scriptures it says, and too much of kapha, phlegm, gets accumulated in the body, makes the body very lethargic. I don't want to get up. I always try to find some excuses for not doing something. Because of the too much of kapha in the body, makes the body very dull. And too much of pitta, makes the mind very rajasic, unsteady. And vata, it is attributed to the sattvic, but it itself cannot exist. It needs a balanced kapha, that phlegm, and bile in the body, so that its body is healthy. And it says in Gheranda Samhita, body is becoming very weak. You have to bake the body, to make the earthen pot strong. To hold the water, you had to put the earthen pot in the fire for some time to make it hard. So is bake this body. Awaken the fire in the body. Bake it. Make the body very strong so that you won't fall sick very often. Many people despite taking a few shots, they keep falling sick. It says through the yoga. Yoga Agni. Awaken the yoga Agni. Awaken and bake the body hard so that you won't fall sick often. And yes, I want to practice. What is the requisite? Sri Krishna says, one is the faith, commitment, Shraddha. Shraddha is required. And Shraddha in what I am learning, I should have faith. And I have to have Shraddha, faith in the teacher. I should have a Shraddha in the goal. And Shraddhavan labhate jnanam matvara samyatendriyaha jnanam labdva param shanti achirena digachyati. Sri Krishna says, if you do not have Shraddha, faith, you can't accomplish anything in your life. Those who have the Shraddha, faith, they will get the knowledge. Why knowledge is required? Knowledge, Sri Krishna says, not an ordinary knowledge, computer knowledge or physiology, how deep is the ocean and geology. It talks about matparaha, purna. Try to know more about what is complete, what is unchangeable. I should learn more about that one, purna, Sri Krishna. Talks about matparaha, that knowledge about what is unchangeable, what is complete. For that, faith is required. With that knowledge, the faith alone, knowledge dawns. With that knowledge, one experiences unshakable peace, stillness, quietness, tranquility within. That tranquility, last month I was in India. I traveled length and breadth of India, and many people, many millionaires, sometimes even billionaires came to me, but they used to confide with me that from outside I am putting up a makeup that I am a very successful person. There is no happiness here. What should I do? I thought money is the ultimate happiness, a giver of ultimate happiness. It is not there. I need that one. Everyone is hankering after happiness, peace, quietness. And Sri Krishna says, through yoga you can tap. But whatever other pursuit you take up, you won't find the happiness within. You have to invest. Yoga is the means. Through the acquired knowledge, try to know about that Purna. Not always incomplete. Think about the small things, trivial things. Try to aspire Purna. With that knowledge, one experiences the happiness, stillness, quietness within. The prerequisite, many of you have come to the first class with great enthusiasm, and after a few days, next week maybe 40 degrees, oh, too hot, I could not sleep. And my party is there, I can't miss, I can't disappoint my friends. And many excuses, impediments comes. In scripture says, these obstacles comes to tempt our sincerity in our practice. How sincere you are. In Valmiki Ramayana, example comes of the Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra wanted to become a Brahma Rishi, great ascetic. He wanted to be at par with Vasishta. And he was practicing in the Himalayas, and Devendra, divine beings, wanted to test his sincerity. So they sent Menaka. He got infatuated with Menaka and led life for 10 years. Then he regretted. He thought, I have come here to do practice. What I am doing? It is the divine beings, they were testing my sincerity. I should not have done that one. And Menaka then apologized. Yes, she was sent by them to test his sincerity. And she left, then he continued the practice. In our practice also, in our yoga journey, when in the pursuit of knowing the highest, many obstacles comes to test our sincerity and test whether you are serious or are you happy with some trivial things. If you are happy, then you won't get that highest. I won't compromise on that one. I want to pursue that one. That those who have that type of determination, they will get that highest. That's the message of scriptures and message of yoga. Come and join the journey, and we will drive deep into the sadhana. Lie down on your back.